Psychic Angel One, welcome to my show. Today we are talking about spiritual bondage, not from a Christian point of view, but I do use all modalities and knowledge for you. But it is about freeing your troubles, your worries, taking the ropes. There's these ropes that we are well aware of that when they are released, you can really feel them. But what these ropes are keeping us attached through etheric body, if you will, okay, the astral body. So it keeps an attachment to the frequency of whoever you're having this continual pattern with. So, for instance, if you're still having relationship issues with someone, you will form kind of like an umbilical cord. It's a silver cord, and it attaches. And those cords stay for long periods of time, sometimes mostly for life. And there's been, in the community, in the New Age community, the conscious community now, there has been a little bit, but not a lot of publicity about cutting these cords, because there's so much more emphasis right now on other aspects of our growth. But I did do a cord cutting ceremony, and I remember how powerful it is. The two things, the cord cutting ceremony and the releasing of this dark energy. So I'm going to talk a little about the process of releasing very, very deep embedded blocks in your body, old wounds that don't ever seem to go away, and they seem to resurface and be re-triggered. So they could be anything from trauma to relationships. Usually they're attached from external traumas through relationships. That's generally, I'll just stick with that for this show. And in that, we will begin with a little bit of a meditation to get us warmed up. If you would like to call into the show about this issue, I would ask you once again, even though it's under the title of Psychic Angel One and Psychic Readings, that I do not do free psychic readings, personal readings on air. So if you'd like to call about your healing process and some of the people or things you've experienced, I would love to speak with you. Thank you very much. See you in a few minutes. Psychic Angel One show. Today's show is the topic of conversation is about freeing yourself from the ethereal ropes, if you will, these ropes that attach through usually our solar plexus, but they can do the whole body. And what happens when we get into deep embedded trauma, either from other people usually, or we have somehow accumulated along the way with relationships and experiences, deep embedded traumas that just keep resurfacing with trigger words or people that trigger. And we feel just sort of, the best way to describe it is people say they feel like they're in bondage, that they're shackled, that they have huge responsibility to fixing something, that they're held back from things. This is a big part of the ropes that are around, these ethereal ropes, cords they're called. when you feel stuck, when you can't get past things for years, when you have resurfacing pain or anxiety about being in the presence of a certain thing, whether that's trauma-based, something, an accident, a medical issue, or whether that's a relationship issue, when it starts to become a theme in your life over a period of years, and you haven't been able to sort it out, and you'd like to release yourself from that bondage, the big telltale sign about having a cord around you that's attached to you through this trauma or through people, a big telltale sign is that you get re-triggered quite often. It could be every 3 years. It could be every weekend. But you start to see a pattern where you start to become very weakened, fatigued. You feel helpless. Sometimes you'll spiral into a depression or usually an anxiety attack, things like that. Those are telltale signs that you've got a trigger point. Some of these things are not really well known, so I'm trying to give a show on what I've learned and what I've had some training in and received treatment for. And today I want to talk about the bondage, the spiritual bondage and the psychic bondage, and this business of cords and how we get attached to cords and why we participate in that. Also, I'll probably have to do another show, a follow-up show on how to cut the cords and how to release yourself from bondage. But the first thing I want to do is make sure that I remind people because really we all know this, but remind them that you do have cords. And the cords also can be attached to dark entities as well. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't necessarily mean that if you've had a fairly smooth ride and you're making peace with people along the way and you've kind of mended your fences, it could be very, very likely that, especially the last 5 years, that you could be attacked psychically. You could be attacked psychically. You don't have to be a psychic. You don't have to be even meditating. You are vulnerable. So with that being said, let's get on to the recognition of what these cords are and how to know you have a cord. Well, the first thing is that the cord usually attaches to your body first. So you may feel that in a certain part of your body, there'd be a continual resurfacing of a pain, emotional pain or emotional and physical pain. Usually they go together. So it could be a recurring back trauma or stomach, or maybe your, in the women's cases, it could be falling into the woman's genital area, or it could fall into the breast area. Same with males. These cords can attach themselves there as well, but more than likely, many of the cords that I've been witness to, the cords that will attach to your chakras, they'll be like your solar plexus, okay, which is your stomach. You know, when you feel like tight, tense, it's usually in your stomach area. Sometimes it goes up to your chest area, mm-hmm. your heart. But generally, most people will say when they're feeling tense, seems to sit in their stomach and they can't eat, or they want to, or sometimes they regurgitate because they're so frightened. So generally that's where I start with, is the solar plexus area. And the trauma can be anything, literally anything, from you almost got in a car accident to you did end up in a hospital to you witnessed somebody who did. So it's very, very convoluted. How you and me and everyone gets traumatized is very, very personal. And it might be very, very small. So you don't want to compare your trauma with somebody else or your emotional pain with somebody else, because you really don't understand. It could be something like, well, my neighbor doesn't want to talk to me anymore. And you might think, who cares? Well, someone else might think that's the most horrible thing in the world, because, you know, I'm next to this neighbor, and this neighbor is very important to my life, to my quality of life. So we cannot judge each other's walk in this world. Right, at all. We have to just support people, whatever pain that is. I think you've all been around people who will complain about things that you don't have any empathy for. Like they'll say, oh my gosh, you know, I've got to get my teeth done. And they'll go on and on about their anxiety, their fear around teeth. And you're just like, whatever, go to the dentist, like get it done. So we have to understand and have some compassion and empathy with whatever people's trauma and emotional pain is. We have to just be able to at least empathize. We may not understand it, You may not know why somebody's pet died and they got into a mental institute, okay? We may not go, oh, why? Just get another dog. We may not understand it. But what we can do to support that person is say, you know what? I'm going to meet you wherever your pain is. So these cords are very, they're very easy to identify because your first way of identifying the cords of emotional bondage are usually that you start to feel angst and worry and anxiety in a certain spot. Mostly we feel it in our head, but eventually you'll start to realize that every time you were really super scared, very frightened, very angry, generally polarizes in one part of your body. When you really think about it, sit down and think about all the times you've really, really lost your cool, you'll find that it sits in one part of your body. So I don't believe in rehashing old things. Like, I'm not one of those people that believes, like, you should just go back and go through all your childhood traumas. I just don't. I think that's just regurgitating trash. What I'm a big believer is cutting it loose. So we're going to take a few minutes to do a little meditation again. I don't do the meditations too long because we're on air. But I like to just breathe and give people time to absorb. And the chat room will be open. I'm going to launch the chat room. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to share the show, and we'll go into a little meditation here for a minute. Thank you. Meditation for everybody. The chat room is now open. If you have a question or a comment about the show, please do let me know. So getting back to the theme at hand here, my name is Psychic Angel One. I'm a professional psychic. I do mediumship, chakra scanning. I think that's what I would call it. I can read energy. That is deeper than just the psychic predictions and psychological stuff. I do past lives, really interesting stuff, and probably a bunch of other things. Anyway, go to my page. Getting back, I just want to focus today. The focus today is on the healing and cords, these cords that we have in our bodies that traumatize us and keep us in bondage, spiritual bondage, the shackles, if you will. I want to talk a little bit about the participation and the reason that we participate in pain. That's a hard thing to say. Participate in pain. The reason why we participate and continually stick our hands on the oven, folks. Why in the world do we do that? Why don't we just stop the madness? Part of the reason that we're here on Earth is because we're polarized between the light and the dark, the pain and the pleasure. So there's a huge thoughtfulness that's gone into this universe. In order for people to grow, they have to have something to resist against, right? The resistance is what makes people want to strive harder. Where we go in source energy, when we go to heaven, at that point, the truth is that we don't have any resistance and nothing that we can really bounce back between. So we have no way of going to figure out what's wrong and right. So the way this planet is the right Earth there. School, if you will, is it's here to for us to practice. And the only way we could practice here in this particular model is by bouncing against this painful model and then the pleasure model. And listen, I'm not saying I like it. I'm just saying it's good to be realistic about it, okay? I don't find it very enlightening, but maybe that's the way it's been set up. And maybe that's the only way it could be set up. In any case, we're stuck with this model for now. And what we can do as we're transitioning in and as we're growing as souls and as we're healing, we can decide that it's time to release co-creation, if you will. It's time to release the need to participate in the painful episodes to learn the pleasure episodes. So how do you pull back from drama? I see this in my practice quite a bit as a psychic. I try to tell people to untangle themselves from the drama from their point. From wherever they are, they have to pull back. They have to decide they don't want to do it anymore. Whatever that drama is, whatever that person's injuries are to you, you have to decide that I don't want to participate, right? If you don't go take swimming lessons, you're not going to go swim, right? It's just very obvious. If somebody's causing you grief and you keep calling them and texting them and going that direction, putting your energy there, thinking about them, having emotional traumas through the day and night thinking about them, even when they're passed, by the way, even when they've died, this goes for that too. This all applies. You're just filling up that cord around your belly again. You're just adding more fuel to the fire to continually bring you more of what you're putting out. You're putting out a need for more drama, you bring it in. And you have to be very, very careful and very responsible about you participating in pain. For instance, I could decide to have a big fight with my ex, for instance. I could just decide I'm really angry about something he did in the past, and I could go ahead and make that call or that email. Or I could decide that night to go to meditation with some beautiful people who hug me and meditate with me. Now, you might say, well, Angel, of course you're going to go to the meditation. Really? Do you know that 99% of people will opt to go and fight with the ex? Because, listen, it's the human condition to learn, the human condition to solve problems, and it's the human condition to go against resistance and get that so that we can bounce back to the light. Now, at some point, you wake up from the madness and realize, well, I don't want to live like that anymore. I'm going to just choose the light. You're still going to have to go to the darkness in yourself, by the way. It doesn't end. You may not have other people bouncing, you know, rocks off your head, but you're going to still go inside yourself and have to clear a lot of stuff out. There's no, like, holy grail moment here where you go, I'm done. When you cross, you're done, okay? So even if you're really clear and you're having a good stretch and you're like, I haven't really had any battles with anybody lately, I don't really feel trust. Believe me, it's inside you. These things sneak up on you guys. So right now I want to talk a little bit about, now that you recognize that you're participating in pain, number one. Number two, you have cords attached to you through the traumas of your life. And number three, how do we release ourselves from this? Whether we have healers in our life or not, we still have to wake up with each other and participate and be with ourselves all day. And one of the ways you can first start to deprogram yourself is to know you have one. Try to find out where it is. Try to find out where your cord is. The cord is a literal cord, by the way, just like a rope. And decide to dissolve that and release the other person. The person, the trauma, the accident, the health, whatever the issue is, the cancer, whatever it is, release that and just decide that I don't want to participate. The main thing I want to really train you guys is just tell it, the energy, the person, the trauma, I don't want you anymore. I don't need you anymore. Thank you for serving me. It's been interesting, but I've actually done with you now. I'd like to do something else. It's as simple as that. There's no grand, giant thing you need to do. You just tell the pain, the person, the pain, the health issue, I'm done with you. I'm finished with this lesson. So I'm releasing it. There's no need to go into big forgiveness, and a big trial and tribulation over it. I'm just done with you. I'm done with you, just like you do with the next. Same kind of concept. I'm done with you. our emotional business is finished, and I'm choosing to be done with you. Doesn't mean you hate them. No, because that means you're not done. Does it mean you forgive them? Absolutely not. You might not forgive them. I'm telling you what, I'm not a Christian, and I tell people, I don't follow principles of Christianity. If you do, that's wonderful. I believe that when you're done, you're done. And I don't believe you have to regurgitate forgiveness. I do think you have to love yourself enough that you can let things go. I believe in letting go, okay? The forgiveness thing, I'll leave that to the religious. Don't think it works. I haven't seen it work in my practice. I've never told people to go forgive somebody. I don't do it because it doesn't work. This is just my personal experience. You need to love yourself more. You need to demand more love and let go of the drama of your life. Cut the cords of your life. Don't cut people off. Don't disconnect unless they're toxic. Don't disconnect. Don't hate somebody. That's not cutting the cords. Cutting the cords is like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to yell at my mother. I don't want to fight with the cancer in my body. I don't want to yell at my ex anymore. I don't want to participate in humiliation at my job. I'm just done. Whatever that is, you're done. You're not forgiving anybody. You're not hating them. You get neutral, okay? The key is get neutral. Do you know what I mean? Neutralize your feelings about it. Wipe it clean. Delete it. Okay, don't hate it. Don't love it. Delete it, okay? Because when you delete it, you're taking the program out of your head and you're deciding to start fresh. And guess what you get from that reward, folks? You get freedom. You get the most incredible feeling. Your body will feel like it, if you're 200 pounds, whatever you are, you'll feel 50 pounds, okay? You'll just feel like somebody just took a whole giant chunk of your body and lifted it, and now you're feeling like a little floaty butterfly. That's the feeling you get after you release. It's like a little floaty butterfly or a bubble. Wow, I feel so light. It's because you just released yourself from bondage, okay? So if you just join me and you want a psychic reading, I do offer psychic readings at my several ways you can get them. Through Skype and PayPal for a more personalized, and because I like to do non-commission work, my own self-employment. So that's the preferred method. I get to keep all the booty. If you want to go through conventional methods, I work on Ingenio, and those numbers and all that information is on my webpage to call and get a hold of me. I work full-time in this business, so if you're like, I want to get a hold of you now, literally I work in this business from 6 a.m. till 10 o'clock. So I'm on the phone, I'm on a chat, I'm always on a system. So you will get a hold of me. The good news is I've kept my clients for the whole 15 years. Most of them stay with me for years and years and years, okay? So I'm very busy. So I apologize for not being there for you today, for free psychic readings. I don't offer that. I simply just don't have the extra time and energy. And today I'm focusing on healing. So if you have a question, you're welcome to call into the show about healing. I'm not going to do a reading on you, but I'll chat with you and I want to hear your experiences. So we do have a caller on the line right now I will go to. 917, if you'd like to participate, I'd love to hear your viewpoint. So I'm going to put you on the air now. 91? My dyslexia is showing up. 917, you're on the air. One moment. Clear on the air. Okay, well, it's just spinning, so I'm not sure I can get you. I'm going to hang this up and see. Okay. Sorry about that, 917. The system is not functional, right? So please call back. I apologize. That's nothing to do with me. Okay, so call back. If you guys want to talk about anything, please come on the air and talk about it. You have all the time in the world. You've got 35 minutes left. You can tell me your stories. I'd love to hear from you. I love audience participation. But again, no free readings. Okay, so back to this bondage business. I want to talk a little bit about the energies that are non-human because there are many people who are being attacked. I would say the great population that we have currently on the earth is being attacked. It has been brutally attacked in periods of time back in the medieval time, certain times of darkness. Oh, there we are. She's back. I think it's a she. All right, 917, thanks for coming back. I'm going to let you on the air so you can tell me what's going on. There we go.
Hi,
on the air.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, I think you are hilarious. I'm at work on a break. I'm just laughing at you, like cutting the cords and just telling people.
Right on. Go for it. I don't know if that's funny, but people tell me that, girlfriend. What's up? Wait, you got the floor. Please, take the show over. What do you want to talk about?
I appreciate everything you said, and what you said was true about cutting the cords and how you have to make a decision mentally not to revisit certain things. So I even had to take a note of that. But, yes, that's very true because some people don't really know how to take possession of their mind. So I really thought that was interesting that you said that they allowed a person to keep calling them and talking about them and thinking about them at night.
About now, I get the forgiveness part. You probably rolled over on that. Yeah, I'm blunt.
Yeah, you're like, you. No, at first I was with you, like, yes.
I'm hardcore, girlfriend.
Yes, at first I'm with you. I'm like getting incense and getting ready to burn, you know. I'm like, yes. He's like, you gotta let it go. She's like, you don't have to forgive. I'm like, oh, we don't have to forgive. Oh, I start thinking of people I was about to text and tell off.
The Baptists are coming to get me.
I was like, okay,
I ain't scared of them. Holy Ghost. No, I'm not. Come and get me.
She's a spiritual mafioso. Yes, I'm so glad I don't have any kids in here right now.
There you go. Spiritual mafioso. I like that. Yes. That's yours. What's your name again?
Tina.
Thank you, Tina. Spiritual mafioso on the phone.
Yes, you are.
Girlfriend. Tell me what you're thinking.
Well, I'm just free, and finally I think that with the universe, I'm finally where I need to be to understand what you're saying, so I don't have no heartache or anything. I'm like, yes. So I think that other people really need to hear that and understand that. So I know that you are very effective in what you do, because that is the truth. I cut cords all day. I cut cords as soon as somebody finished talking to me. I cut the cord.
Woo! Now, you want to tell people how you do that a little bit? Do you have a method to the madness? Because I didn't tell them how to do it yet.
I just simply ask mentally in my mind. I just ask St. Michael to cut the cord spiritually, and I just say, cut the energy connected to that person, and I just try not to let my, since I've matured mentally, I try not to revisit it, because I used to think that I could save everyone and I'm empathetic, but now I've had to go within. So I do a lot of meditation. A lot of meditation.
Awesome.
And a lot of prayer. And now I spend a lot of time by myself, because what happens when you go with religion, this is why you can't go by religion. You have to have a relationship and you have to have an open mind, because religion will have you losing your mind. I was raised as a Muslim, and I'm really not that close to my family. And it was telling us that if you don't stay close to your family, that you'll go to hell and all this other stuff. And I'm so glad that I left it, because I was like, this doesn't make any sense. The most people that are doing the most to me is family. I have to stop talking to these people. And I had enough courage to do that, and now I'm free. I am free.
That's an incredible testimony to your courage, because you realize that you can love the. It's kind of strange, because remember, I did say what I was speaking to people about not forgiving. I basically said to sort of just release everything. Sometimes you can come back to the family. I'm not saying some people are too toxic, but sometimes you can come back around, because the relationship's been redefined. It's been redefined.
Some people are just miserable. There's a person with whom I had grown up, and she's always had a nasty attitude. So her energy, I can't even take her. I've done so much work on myself. I don't even want to be in her realm. And her brother passed away the other day. And I had to prepare myself with comedy and things like that. So I went to the funeral home. Matter of fact, I had to go to 2 funerals in one day. Lord, please. So when I had gone to her, I went to hug her. I hugged her mother. The mother was very comforting. You know, hugged us for about, 10 seconds. When I went to hug her, she had an attitude like, I was just like, no, I didn't inconvenience myself to come help you mourn, and then you have an attitude. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm not going to even do that anymore, because she was nasty. I don't care if you are going through something. People went out of their way to come help you, and you have a nasty attitude? That was ridiculous.
Right. Well, good for you. It sounds like, you're one of the leaders and pioneers. For you to break away from your family unit is extremely powerful for you, and you will serve. You will serve in the highest good for what man. You serve man so much better, mankind, if you will, womankind, so much better. And really, we're here to heal more than our family unit. Now, I don't suggest everybody, go and tell mom to go jump off a cliff. there are some toxic people that just simply have nothing to offer you in friendship,
yes,
in any kind of way as a parent. So, you know, some people are actually doing this. But you got to do it the way this lady is. And thank you for your call. I'm going to go continue the show. Thank you, sweetheart. Keep on doing
thank
keep
you.
On rocking. I support you. I support you 100%.
Thank you, Mafioso.
All right, Mafioso. I love it. Ciao, Bella. Ciao, Bella. Thank you very much. That's the kind of call I like. Isn't it funny how we don't know how people receive us? You know, I'm doing this thinking I'm very serious and someone's cracking up on the other side. But thank you for your call. And I that's the kind of call I really like, though, when people start talking about their experiences. But getting back to this this witnessing, because it is a witnessing. The reason why I take the road of true compassion from within, starting with yourself first, is because I tried the other methods and it didn't work. So I go with, you know, 16 years of this internationally working with people internationally, not just American culture. So when you start working with people who are, and it's very interesting, I work with people overseas. The cultures, when they start coming in and they teach me, right? I don't know what it is to be a Bosnian, someone from Bosnia, or what a Syrian feels, or what somebody from Greece, you know, has experienced. These different cultures, I noticed a pattern of the same kind of messages were coming through when I worked with them and some of their experiences, talking about how they have to transition with traumas in their life and how do they get through the trauma. So I learned this from experience, not from my stubborn opinions, okay? And it has nothing really to do with my personal life. My personal life is actually, I have a very rather clean karma coming in here. Not perfect, but clean, pretty clean karma. But what I did learn through my own experience working with other clients and other people along the way is what they testified to me. I want to teach you everything that all these thousands of people taught me. The happiest people, the people that are best parents, the people that are the best human beings, the most civil, and the most fair, the most unconditional love, not conditional, but unconditionally loving people who are serving the planet, who are serving, you know, the planet on multiple levels, healing it ecologically, financially, distributing the emotional power that empowers humanity, bringing back the truth to our cultures. Those kind of people, they're showing up more and more in my practice. And the reason why I have this knowledge is because they're reporting back to me that they are doing what this lady spoke about that called in. Some of those people, quite a large number of people, are cutting off toxic ties to people. I'm not going to condone it, and I'm not going to, you know, promote it. I'm going to say, if that's what it takes to get you where you are, and you're going to serve 1,000 people or 10,000 people on the way to your path to go to heaven, if you help 10,000 by cutting one off, hallelujah, sister. Hallelujah, brother. Go do it. Go do it. If that's what it takes, I'd rather you save, number one, yourself, so you can clean up your karma and clean up your path with God, and number two, 10,000 souls. You see, we're here to restore this planet. Your job when you came here, you volunteered to come here. You'll learn this. If you're watching my show, if you're watching my show, you're incredible. You're remote viewing it. If you're listening to my show, you know, you're already probably at a point where you're comfortable with these topics. If you have to detoxify yourself from eating the wrong food, detoxify yourself from hanging out with the wrong people. Don't make them bad, though. Don't poison the process. Don't beat them up. Don't make them ugly. That's not cute. That's being an enlightened being. You just cut it off. You cut it off very gracefully, very carefully. Some people are psychotic. You want to be very delicate how you do it. It may take a few months to do it. So, you know, your job is to rise above. Don't go down to that level. Don't make them worse than you. You were there at one point. See, you're talking to people behind you that are growing that where you were. You were there too one day, okay? So we don't want to get into a power trip. We don't want to get into a spiritual power trip. Well, I'm bigger than you and I'm more evolved than you. That's not humility. Humility is the key. Humility is the closest bond you're going to have with God. That is the God self when you're humble. When you're willing to learn, when you're even willing to learn from the toxic people, you hit it. Okay, that's the Jesus thing. Okay, that's the Jesus thing. So at that point, I need to say to you that, yes, you have to release some people from your life. You have to, you know, release contact from them. You have to decide to walk your walk. But if you can mend those fences without hurting yourself, do so. If you can make a different arrangement with those toxic people, I would suggest you do so, especially with parents or children, those two. If you need to release certain types of contact, you know, certain kinds of closeness with the family, you can still walk in there and put a good act on. You can be superficial with these people. You don't have to give them your soul. You don't have to hand them a heart on a plate. Okay, you can go in there superficially and say, I'm going to do my walk and dance and be comfortable. And then when I go home, I can sleep at night. Or you, if you cut off, like this lady has had to make a really, really hard decision. It's very hard. Well, if you make that hard decision that you're willing to walk away, again, you need to walk away in love. You need to walk away not in love for them, in love for yourself. To say, I love myself and I can do better and I can serve more people. And I can influence this planet more by rising above this and not look back. That's fine. That's fine. Again, that's beautiful. Again, I reiterate that I'm not a big believer in forgiveness because I think forgiveness ties you back up in knots. It, first of all, is phony. Look, if you're mad at somebody and they did you wrong, especially when you're small and you're a child, I don't think you really forgive them anyway. It's a lot of lip service. You don't forgive them. You're mad at them. So forgiveness to me has always been tied to anger. It's just a sort of it's a cousin of anger. Like, I forgive you. It's gritting your teeth when you do it. Like, when you forgive someone, you're always gritting your teeth. You ever notice you don't do it like, I forgive you? It's either really phony and like, I forgive you. Oh, I love you. Or it's, I forgive you. So I think it's tied into too much emotion. So I say cut the whole enchilada off, throw out the enchilada, and just decide to release. Release, letting go, letting God. That was a big mantra in the 80s. Letting go, letting God. Letting go of all emotional ties, because forgiveness is also, I put that in the emotional department. Getting back to the cords, before I was talking to this great caller that called in, we have 21 minutes on the clock. I was talking about cords and dark entities, getting away from the human aspect into the inhuman. If you came from a Judeo-Christian background, or well, really all of them, any religious background that you grew up on will probably have talked about evil spirits, jinns, or demons, whatever. They're all the same troop. Okay, they're the same tribe. What we're finding out now in the metaphysical community and the quantum science that we're learning about is that there's non-physical energy sources. There's non-physical beings. So all the stuff that you've been spooked out about like paranormal, shadow people, and things that move in the night, things that bump in the night, ghosts and ghouls and all that stuff actually exists, certainly does for me as a medium. And what's happening with those is the door is wide open now, and we're part of the cosmic family now. Whether you like it or not, I don't care if you don't believe in an alien. I really don't care if you don't believe in an alien. There's aliens. You don't have to believe in them. They're going to bite you in the neck one night. Not because I believe in them, just because there are. There's too much testimony. There's too much data. So they exist. It'd be better if you just get used to the fact there's other things that are other beings. Listen, if you can believe in Papua New Guinea, that there's some tribal people there that never seen civilization, then you should have the heart and soul and mind to wrap yourself around that there's other creatures on other planets, that some look like us and some don't. Big deal. Get over it. Really, get over it. Please get over it, because it's silly. So with all these things that are coming in, the electronic entities called Archon that actually have been written about, the Book of Enoch, which is, it's a funny name, huh? Enoch, like knock on the door. They talk about them. They're in the Bible all over the place. Archons, energy that is not in a soul, that wants to have a soul, attacking people, we'll just keep it all really wrapped up in a bubble and make it really simple for you. If you're being attacked by something, it doesn't feel like it comes from any person, that it isn't related to anything in particular, that it's very, very evil feeling, that it's actually attacking you without precedent. You're just walking through your life being attacked. If suddenly many things are dark around you, people suddenly start attacking you, your financial things start falling apart, your health starts falling. If there's a bunch of what look like curses on you, you probably do have an archon or a demonic on you, okay? You probably do. I'm starting to see them, and I'm starting to see them on people. By the way, you can be a great person. Let me really make this very clear to you. You can be a phenomenal person, excellent person, and have them on you. So let's get away from the fact that this is a depressed, you know, alcoholic person. No, they can have very few on them. It all depends on where your soul is, how open you are, and how clean you are with your spiritual walk. It has nothing to do with your personality. You could be the most loving mother in the world and have wonderful children and be completely full of these things. It has to do with your vulnerability, what kind of protection you have spiritually, okay? So the cords that I'm talking about also relate to these things. I don't have all the ins and outs. I'm not a master of this. This is not my, you might say, my expertise. But you could certainly look on the YouTube and look up archons and if demons freak you out, some people don't even want to think about them. Look up archons because they're very similar. And if you really want to get your head around this, watch a movie called Matrix. Those, can't remember what they're called, but those kind of octopus things that are in there in the Matrix movie, that's an archon. That is a very good picture of what it is. So part of your healing is also closing up the wounds and protecting yourself against these other things. So if you haven't got enough to worry about, you've got enough to worry about. You've got more to worry about, because not only have you got all your own issues and humanity issues living on the earth, but you've also got these lovely dark entities who are sitting next to you going, just open the door, babe, I'm coming in. They're just pimps of, they're pimping your, here's a great way of saying it, they're pimping your spirituality. The pimps of your spirituality are the archons. They're sitting by you going, come on, let me in. Come on, you know I can hook you up. They are horrendously horrible creatures. Here's the fun thing about it. You can get rid of them much easier than anything else. They're the easiest things to get rid of. You've got a Bible. You can use any word that is a powerful word. You can call upon your angels, archangels. You can call upon Jesus. I call upon them all. I will call everyone possible known in my head. And I'll call upon people who have passed over, crossed over to help me, my spirit guides, whoever you need. You need to get in the light and call upon your helpers, and they will be banished. I've banished them out of my house. They love to come around me. They're attracted to people that are helping humanity. Of course they are. They're attracted to people with high energy, huge energy, big auras, big personalities. So what we do with those things is those are kind of like fleas, okay? Demons and archons are fleas. Just get rid of them. Spray them off. Burn them. Use the mighty Holy Spirit water. Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too. Holy water, sure, use holy water on them. Use whatever powers you have spiritually to get them off. But remember, they go off really easy. They come off really easy. So I want to remind you that that's why I don't focus too much on that, because those can be taken off with a word. But some of your inner emotional traumas take a little bit more consistent, constant work. The lady that called in and gave a great example, she's very, very skilled at that. She's learned it, and she's skilled at it, and she's practiced it. Nothing comes without practice, guys. I'm not saying work hard. I'm saying just practice it a little bit. Like, see what it feels like when you get rid of one. See what it feels like when you cut a cord. And then repeat, repeat, rinse, 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 repeat. Right? So you are free. You have been born free. You're going to be eternally free. I'm going to remind you one more time. You are born free. You will be free. You are eternally free. The only bondage is illusion. So take a hold of this lifetime you're in right now. Get rid of all this bondage and all these cords and all this attachment to personal traumas and cut them. Stop trying to forgive and save people and rescue miserable people, and take care of number one, and then save the people and rescue the people that are in place to be in that place to be rescued, that want your love, that receive your healing. Don't heal those who don't receive your healing. Just please stop. Stop, stop, stop. Don't throw pearls before swarms. I remembered a few things in that Bible and in the teaching. Don't. It was written a long time ago. It's written 2,000 years ago. Don't do it. Don't put your pearls. Don't wear pearl necklaces. I haven't seen them wear them. I don't see them on the red carpet. Well, boy, you know what I mean. So save those that want saving. Heal those that want healing. Start with number one. Be self-love. Be in self-love. Be in self-service. Do the right thing. And get out of here in one piece, folks. Get out of here in one piece. The whole name of the game is rise up and get out of this video game. I've got another caller. I've got 13 minutes on the clock. Thank you, caller. Remember, I don't do free psychic readings. I'm going to put Mary on the air. She's still on the air, so she's agreeing to that. So I want to hear your story, Mary. And you're on the air. Hold on. Let me take a second. Be on the air. Hi. Are you there? Hello, hello. Whoops. She jumped off. Okay. Call back, Mary. You guys, I love to have you call in. I really, when I say love to have you call in, how much can I tell you I love that you call in? I get lots of calls for free psychic readings, but what I really, really, really like is when you guys call in with your stories, your healings, your hurts, your whatever. Call in about that stuff. That stuff is just makes me a happy girl. So let me know what you're going through. Let me know. I want to know about it. So we're going to take a little time to meditate, and I'll stop flapping my gums for a moment. There we go. Thank you for your patience. We have a few technical issues. Sit back and absorb that. Chat room is going to be open. Isn't that beautiful music? Thank you for listening to that. I downloaded the music. Of course, I have to use what's called non-royalty. It has to be free music. You know how much stuff you guys can have free in this world? Free knowledge, free music, free images, free healing. We're free people, and we're freeing the people. And today's topic, if you join me late in the game, you can take this show and run with it. You can run with it. You can completely, at your dispersal, just disperse it among the stars and the moons, your friends, your enemies, everybody. Because this knowledge is all for all of us to share and to know, to grow. We have more resources than we've ever had in our entire life. There is more food on this. There's more knowledge on this planet. There's more realities. There's more manifestations than we've ever had in our entire life. So yes, as much as there's a 3D, three-dimensional Earth that is squashing your head right now, we're also popping out into the fifth dimension. So those of us that are on a spiritual path are going to start feeling the last war is on right now for us, the last war. Most of it probably will be sludging off of, as we talked about, toxic things, toxic people, toxic non-people, entities. Those things are the last vestiges of our path right now. And then we will be bathing in the sunshine because our spiritual family is tightening up. We're all becoming a huge powerful, pulsing, real, physical thing now. We're really a physical pulse now on this planet. There's so many. There's millions of people who are praying, who are meditating. You look on meetup.com, which I'm a great fan of, meetup.com, and you'll notice more and more and more groups on there doing intimacy, meditation, prayer circles, tribal, Native American stuff. Humans want to be tribal. We've been broken up and smashed to pieces. Our cultures have been smashed to pieces. Social media, I use it, so I love it, but use it wisely. Go see people. Call people on the phone. When's the last time you got a phone call that wasn't a relative? When's the last time you got a phone call that wasn't a relative? Unless people are broke as a joke and don't have a cell phone, and all they have is a cell phone, you're not going to find people calling you anymore. I cannot remember the last time I got a phone call. I'm talking about people texting after they make love to you. Maybe that was great. Could you please call me? Could you be a human being and call me? Could I hear a voice, please? Could somebody please phone me? You can phone me. You phone me right here on the show. I'd love to hear your voice. I'm not a robot. I'm not a text, you know, program sitting somewhere. I'm not a virtual girl. I'm flesh and blood. Still here. So I'm talking for all of you guys. Call your friends. Call. Call people you don't even like. Just call people. Please, just call people. Throw down the gauntlet. Stop texting people. Because our vibrations of our voice are God through our voice. Our tone of our voice heals other people. Surprise the crap out of people and call people. That's the end of the show. I didn't end the show very cleanly, but I ended the show.